The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Influence. I'm Michelle Martin, joined by the lovely Nance Chong Komo, former supermodel here in Singapore in the 90s, and she still looks it, I have to tell you, turned serial entrepreneur. She is CEO of Komo Private Limited, the exclusive distributor for SodaStream right here in Singapore. I know she's so passionate about what SodaStream brings to the market. Nance bounced back from personal bankruptcy to become a best-selling author, women's advocate, and environmentalist. After she launched the 199 shop back in 1997, she went on to win a string of entrepreneurial awards. The stores, which sold all their products for a fixed revenue of 199, were a big hit with a lot of shoppers here in Singapore. But some say it was the outbreak of SARS. It was a cash-reliant business. Tourist numbers went plunging because of SARS, and frightened Singaporeans stayed at home for fear of contracting the deadly disease, and that certainly had an impact on retail life. Nance's company went into liquidation. But instead of retreating from public life, she used her experiences to her advantage. She relaunched her entrepreneurial career with new ventures aimed at making a positive impact on society. She even wrote a book about rebounding. Her best-selling book is One Business 99 Lessons, aimed at helping would-be entrepreneurs. And subsequently, she wrote two more books, Overcome and Bringing Out the Entrepreneur in You. I remember we talked about that book, Nance. How are you?
I'm so happy to be here, Michelle. It's been a while, but thank you for having me. And you yourself, you're looking very gorgeous.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. You're an environmental advocate. I want to hear about this. Have you always been into the green movement?
No. Well, the honest truth is no, because we are from, you know, the other generations. And obviously, I think it is really baby steps, one thing at a time. I was into hoarding and buying more stuff and another Chanel is great. You know, what have you. All the things that husbands would say, no, you know, don't listen to her. I think through the journey of modeling and buying more clothes and more shoes and more everything else, and then raising kids, three kids, it seems that it's just too much in a little small home. I thought that just having too much things is a chore. Every day it's about cleaning and packing and tidying and, you know, and all those things. So one thing leads to another. And I think I just have fewer things now. Mm. Happier, a lot happier.
Yeah.
Less cleaning to do.
So you really buy into the minimalist movement then?
No, just getting there. It's baby step. I have just started. Maybe I would say like, okay, a little bit like 10 years ago, a little bit, where I would actually use like face cream and stuff to right at the end. I would use a scissors and cut the tube and dig it out all the way till the end. I don't know if that's being thrifty
or just creams that much.
Okay, anyway, yeah.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about SodaStream. Your firm is Singapore's exclusive distributor for what SodaStream is. It helps you create your own sodas. And you say that one reusable SodaStream bottle can reduce consumption of around 2,000 cans or bottles annually. Just terrific. Okay, let's backtrack a little. SodaStream carbonates water. You have one in a beautiful lipstick red, I know. And you can use fresh fruit. You can use the low sugar fruit mixes to give your own flavors to your carbonated water. Why did you want to bring SodaStream here?
You talk about, you briefly mentioned like my businesses and personal bankruptcy. You know, there are many lessons that I have learned. So looking back, you know, I had people coming up and says, "Hey, Nance, do you want to start a boutique or open a cafe?"
Which was your first business, right?
That's correct.
That you started with $9,000 and you sold 9 months later.
What good memory.
For $80,000.
So there were different business propositions. And you know, sort of, it's too cluttered in my mind about, you know, things that I've learned, things that I would never want to go through again, or just having lots of inventories that I cannot clear, or selling really extreme low prices at very expensive rental per se. So, for example, so why SodaStream? Because I think primarily it's something that people need today. It's what we need today. We need to live healthier.
Sure.
It's about fizzing water, making your own carbonated water in just a few seconds, but without the the curse of the sugar. I'm not sure if people realize that every canned soft drinks that they drink, there is actually 34 grams of sugar.
Wow, that's many teaspoons of sugar.
Yes,
and in this world
correct.
Where there's this war on diabetes, this is really riding the wave of cut the sugar out.
Sure, that's right. So it means that it is about 12 kilograms of sugar for a person a year, just having one soft drink a day. I think it is something that it's easy to understand. It's not rocket science. It's just better for your health. And I think living in this part of the world, we crave for fizzy drinks. You know, it's the weather. It's, you know, the things that we do. I mean, we kind of just brought up in this whole fizzy drink, right? Especially, I don't know, depends on who I'm talking to. But in my era, I think, you know, having fizzy drinks is cool. It's like you've made it. You drink one a day. You know, so
is this in Hong Kong where it was cool?
No, in here. Ooh. I was here when I was 10. Yeah. Mm. So. So somehow I think that that's the trend, and people likes the fizz, but the problem has always been the sugar or the sodium. If you buy a sparkling water, for example, in their commercial packing, there's lots of sodium in there, preservatives. But with SodaStream, you get tap water or whatever water that you use. It's fresh, and you fizz it in a couple of seconds. So I think this is the now trend. People want to live healthier without compromising the, you know, the lifestyle or, you know, whatever they are used to. So that's the primary factor.
Definitely cutting sugar is a big one. We are joined by serial entrepreneur and CEO of Como Private Limited, Nance Chong Como. Nance, after what happened with 199, did you ever pause and sort of hesitate before you jumped into starting? And I know you had a couple of businesses before SodaStream, but when you decided, okay, I'm going to go full stream ahead with SodaStream, did you ever hesitate?
Yes. After kind of sitting on the back and writing books and talking to people and telling people what to do and what not to do in their businesses, when SodaStream headquarter and I, we kind of, you know, started this dating thing, which I call it dating. You got to know each other, credibility, and do we share the same vision and so on. And when I was asked to take on this distributorship, I actually was concerned. Do I really want to do this all over again?
Yeah.
You know, the thinking of the business growth, the marketing and hiring people, team building and, you know, all the 10 steps, 20 steps, 99 steps or whatever of a business. And I was concerned. I'm not sure. I mean, this is 20 years later. Do I still want to do it again? Do I want to do this myself again? Because it's easy to tell people what to do.
Okay.
It's easy to write a book or go on stage and talk about it and, hey, guys, you know, this is great and do this and that. But So I was concerned, you know, and also energy level. Sometimes, I mean, 20 years later, it's honestly different.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, when I was in my 20s, I would, you know, hang out with the team at the retail, 150 staff. We go late supper, go drinking, what have you. Can I do it today? Because that's part of the bonding, right? That's part of the, you know, that relationship thing that makes many things work. So hesitated because I think it's difficult to come out of that comfort zone.
So what was the turning point for you?
I think I'm just so stubborn because I always want to prove people wrong or myself wrong that if you think I can't do it, then I want to do it.
And some of us are really motivated by that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I was concerned, what if the worst thing in life is regret of not doing something? It's not the fear of failure, but I don't want to look back and say, man, I should have done it in the year 2017. How come I didn't say yes? So I think those fears were just so crippling. And I said, yeah, I think I want to do it. And I believe in this. I mean, I've looked at 10, 20 businesses post 199 store, and I think this is a great business. This is a sexy business. Mm. This is a business that people need, not difficult to understand, and is so good for environment.
Okay. What is one business lesson that you could take from the 199 experience that you use to apply to, you know, running SodaStream today?
I think everything is about the customers. As entrepreneurs, we like to talk about, oh, my product is so good, you know, my designers are the best, and this is my grade, my 10 best design, and my team is the best. Nobody ever leave me. And, you know, we brag about these things all the time, how good our team is and how good our products are. I think it's time to think, what are our customers saying? What are they talking about? Are they happy with these products? And how can we improve? How can we move on? So I think this is the one main key, always wear the customer's hat. I was going to say husband's hat, but no, has a customer's hat.
Let him wear his own hat.
That's right.
Speaking of women, you've spoken at some really high-level profile events. You've got lots of speaking engagements. You're invited to the 2010 APEC Women Entrepreneurial Summit in Japan, and that event was founded by Hillary Clinton. Can you share with us a little about what you like to bring to women in business, a message for women in business?
I think, first of all, that women are multitaskers. We are kind of, sorry, I beg your pardon, but control freak. Well, some of us are, and some of us are not, I'm sorry. But so I think being that, it's a blessing and a curse, because we want everything to be perfect. We want to see it through. But when we want to see it through, we are unable to create a team and have our team run it. So perhaps that's the reason that many businesses or women-founded business remain small business. Just because I think that's the whole makeup and the whole nature of many women. So I thought the other thing, the good thing is because we're meticulous, so we see through and we understand. If we build it slowly without the sort of the rush at all costs to build a business, if we see it step by step, that we see it through, I think we could build very good and solid businesses without much of a crack.
So well, I don't know. What are your plans for SodaStream in terms of scaling it?
Well, I think with, like last year, I've took over the distributorship from, you know, about a year and a half before. And there were like two distributor partnership, but today we have 16.
Wow.
So we've grown. We've grown a strong online business as well. And I think we could easily triple the business in the next 2 years. I think we have capacity, because you know what? The sparkling water business is only at 1% in Singapore or in Asia per se.
Compared to,
I think it's 1% compared to many parts of the world.
Where it could
be between, I think in Europe it could be 10, 15%, because people are used to sparkling water. Mm. You know, like if you go to restaurants, you'll be asked, do you want to drink, I think, gas or non-gas? Mm. But in Singapore, it's, do you want to have warm water or cold water? And so I think we've only just started.
Okay, yeah. Optimism there. Before I let you go, how do you think parents can pass on business savvy to their kids? Because I know you have three teenage kids, and your parents apparently sold jade at the Jade Market in Kowloon's Canton Street in Hong Kong. So it seems entrepreneurship runs in the blood. But if you could say something to parents who are listening in about, you know, passing on business savvy to their kids, what would you say?
Well, it's like smoking, right? You know, you can't tell your kids not to smoke if you smoke. But ironically, the other way is, if you have a lot of fear, you can't tell your kids, like, hey, go start a business, you know, do something great and rock the world. But you are telling them every day, hey, be careful, don't fall down. Oh, be careful, there's a cut. Oh, watch out, that's all really dirty. So I think that parents may need to hold back on the don'ts. Don't do this, don't do that. It's, you know, it's bad. I think instilling fear in children, it's the first step. It's suicidal to entrepreneurship. I think they should be free to explore many things in life.
Yeah, because you've got to figure out your own path forward as an entrepreneur all the time. Yeah. Always a joy speaking to you. Best of luck with SodaStream. Nan Strong Como, CEO of Como Private Limited. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, pleasure. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.